Welcome to Good TV, and welcome to our series, Spiritual Authority. In this series, you will learn the authority that Christ has given to you. Join us for this series. It'll change your life. Welcome to Good TV, and welcome back to our series on Spiritual Authority.
欢迎大家今天收看我们好消息关于属灵权柄这个系列。
In this session, we're going to talk about self-deliverance.
今天这一集我们要谈的是为自己来做医治释放。
And in our journey, we've discovered many things about spiritual authority.
在我整个信主的过程里头，我发现到属灵权柄这件事。
We've discovered that authority comes from God.
那我们在前面也谈到，第一个权柄是来自于神。
Who is absolutely in authority.
他是一个绝对至高权柄。
We've discovered God delegated that authority to man.
后来我们也谈到，神在地上也设立一些权柄。
But when Adam and Eve failed and sinned, they lost their authority to the devil.
但是起初神所造的亚当夏娃，因为他们犯罪，所以他们就失去了神原本给他们的权柄。
We found that over generations, the devil has exerted authority over people.And use spiritual power to afflict people.
我们就发现，从亚当夏娃之后呢，在所有的世代里头，魔鬼就不断的借机就进来，用这个他所窃夺的权柄来抵挡人。
But God sent Jesus Christ into this world.
但是神派他的爱子耶稣基督来到世上。
To restore our relationship with God as Father.
让我们恢复与天父之间的关系。
And to restore our ability to represent Him and assert spiritual authority as His representative.
那也恢复我们原本在神里面的这个身份地位，然后也恢复这个属灵权柄，才能够在地上来释放这个权柄。
We saw Jesus ministered with authority and with power.
我们也看到耶稣基督在地上，他不断的在释放他的这个属灵权柄。
And we found spiritual authority means the right or legal right to speak and act on behalf of God to represent Him.
那我们也谈到所谓的属灵权柄，就是我们知道我们是成为神在地上的代言人，然后代表神说出他的旨意。
It's also a legal right to exercise spiritual power.
那它也是神给我们的一个合法的权柄、权力，能够说出神的话和旨意。
And spiritual power is the ability to be able to enforce authority over the devil and his works.And make them subject to us.
那么所谓属灵能力指的就是一个信徒他能够从神这边得到一种能力能够来制服魔鬼撒旦。
And so we found in our series that God delegates to us authority.
所以我们也在前面几堂我们也曾经谈到神在这地上设立一些权柄。
And we looked at how to exert that authority.
那我们也谈到要怎么样的释放运用我们的权柄。
By verbal commands.
第一个是透过我们说出话来。
We saw Jesus cast evil spirits out.
比方说我们看到耶稣他赶鬼。
By exerting spiritual authority over them.
就透过他释放出属灵的权柄。
Speaking to them with commands.
那用命令的话语直接对魔鬼说话。
So we've also learned that every believer is given a territory.
那我们也谈到每一个信徒其实神都量给他一个属灵的地界。
You're given an assignment from God, something for you to do.
那都从神那边领受一些很特定的任务。
You're given a sphere of influence, which usually includes people.
所以神也给我们每一个人都量有一个影响力范围，这个东西也包括一些人。
And you can assert spiritual authority and subdue evil spirits and make room for God to come into that area.
那在我们的影响力范围之内，我们就可以活用神所给我们的属灵权柄，然后来释放出这样的一个命令。让魔鬼离开所有他要给我们的一些搅扰。
So in this session, I want to talk about self-deliverance.
那接下来这一集我们要谈到是怎么样的为自己做释放。
Or in other words, exerting spiritual authority in your own life.
这个意思指的是在你自己的生命里头，你能够释放这个权柄来为自己做释放。
In another session, we'll look at the ministry to people.
那我们待会再来谈到怎么样运用属灵权柄来帮助别人。
So let's read in Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 27.
一起来看以弗所书四章二十七节。
It's talking about our conduct.
这个地方是讲到我们的一个行为。
And it says in verse 27, neither give place to the devil.
二十七节一开始就讲，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
The word place means a legal foothold.
所谓的留地步就是给他一个合法权利。
It means a jurisdiction.
那这个代表好像就甚至一种司法权利。
A jurisdiction is an area that someone rules over or exerts authority over.
我们一般所讲的司法权，就是在一个范围之内，一定有一个掌权的人，他有这个能力。
So it says, do not give place to the devil.
所以这个地方才会讲到，不要给魔鬼留有这种权利、合法权利。
Don't do things that would create an opportunity for an evil spirit to enter your life and oppress you.
不要因着我们任何的一种行为，以至于我们就好像开了一个门，让魔鬼有机会能够来抵挡我们、攻击我们。
So one of the first places to learn to exercise spiritual authority is over your own life.
所以我们谈到说要怎么样的来运用属灵权柄，第一个就是先运用在自己身上。
In the world that we live, we are open and exposed to the influence of demonic spirits.
我们首先要认知到，我们所生活的环境里头，其实就是暴露在魔鬼的影响力底下。
And they work directly upon us to attack us.
那魔鬼是有这样的一个权力，可以直接来攻击我们。
Or they work through our circumstances to frustrate us.
有的时候是间接的透过兴起一些环境，然后让我们沮丧。
Or they work through people to hurt or abuse or mistreat us.
另外一个是他会选择用一些人，然后透过那些人来对我们造成伤害。
So we are to give no place to the devil.
所以这一句话就是告诉我们，不管在任何境况，都不要给魔鬼留机会。
That means don't act in any way that would create a legal opportunity for an evil spirit to enter your life.
意思就是在你的生活上，你的言行举止，不要给魔鬼留了机会，让他可以来攻击你。
Jesus had some interesting words to say.
那关于这个方面，耶稣他有一些话教导我们。
In John chapter 14 and verse 30.
在约翰福音的14章30节。
He's at the end of his ministry.
这个时候是耶稣已经要离开地上。
And he says, I will no longer talk much with you. This is his last opportunity to talk with his disciples.
所以他说，以后我不再和你们多说话，告诉他们，告诉这些门徒，他即将要离开这世间。
And he said, for the ruler of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me.
他说，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。
So Jesus is saying that the demonic power is coming against him.
所以神很耶稣很清楚地讲到说，这一个魔鬼，这世界的王要来抵挡他。
But there's no part of him that would yield or respond to it.
但是在耶稣的里面，他说好，这个魔鬼在他里面毫无所有，就是耶稣他里面没有一个地方是降服魔鬼的。
In other words, Jesus maintained personal authority over his own life.
换句话说。耶稣他是讲他的生命一直都是属于由他自己在掌权管理。
He refused to act in a way that would create opportunities for spirits to have dominion or authority or influence over him.
他拒绝让他自己的生命有任何的一些的缝隙，让这一个魔鬼可以进来攻击他。
Or in other words, he maintained personal spiritual freedom.
那换句话说，他让他的属灵生命一直一直 保持在一个自由的一个状况底下。
It's not that he wasn't tempted.
不是讲说他没有受到试探。
It wasn't that he wasn't pressured.
或者是他没有受过压力。
In fact, the Bible says he was tempted in every way like us, but without any sin.
而且圣经还讲说，主耶稣他是在各式各样的方面都受到考验试探。
It wasn't that he wasn't attacked by the devil.
所以并不是说耶稣从来没有被魔鬼攻击过。
He was attacked in the wilderness directly.
我们看到他在旷野就受试探。
He was attacked through circumstances, storms and winds.
那他也碰过暴风等等不同的状况。
He was attacked through the opposition of people.
他也从人们当中直接面对一些攻击。
He was attacked through rejection by his family and by friends and by his society.
那甚至他的家人、朋友、社会也都拒绝他、抵挡他。
In fact, every area, every realm that you could face pressure in, Jesus faced it and overcame.
甚至我们可以说，我们一个人在平常的生活当中，我们所可以想象得到的一些的环境，遇到的麻烦，耶稣都遇过。
Look what Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 32 and 33.
但是我们来看主耶稣他在约翰福音16章32、33节怎么说的。
I am not alone, my Father is with me.
他说我并不是独自一人，我的父乃是与我同在。
So he lived aware of the presence of God.
所以他一直都晓得天父与他同在。
And I've spoken these things that in me you might have peace.
所以我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
In the world, you will have tribulation.
但是在这世上有苦难。
But be of good courage, I have overcome the world.
但是你们可以放心，因为我已经胜了这世界。
So Jesus said, living life in the real world.
所以耶稣他说，你活在这世上。
You will face pressures and conflicts and difficulties and challenges.
一定会遇到各式各样的挑战困难。
Some of these will be the result of our own mistakes.
当然有一些挑战困难是来自于我们自己的错误的行为。
Some of these will be the consequences of people's actions.
那有一些是由别人造成的。
Some of these will be natural situations.
那有一些当然是我们所谓的天灾。
And some of these will be demonic spirits attacking us.
但是也有一些是来自于魔鬼的攻击。
Be courageous.
但是你总是要放心放胆。耶稣说我已经胜过了。
And this Christ who overcame,
所以这个胜过的基督
lives in us and empowers us to overcome as well.
他是住在我们里面，也要帮助我们能够胜过这一切。
I want you to look with me a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
那我们现在来看这个哥林多后书的第二章十一节。
2 Corinthians 2 and verse 11.
哥林多后书的第二章十一节。
And Paul is writing concerning forgiving a brother.
这个地方，这个保罗前面是谈到关于要彼此饶恕。
He says, I have forgiven that one for your sakes in the presence of Christ.
那在前面他就讲到说，我已经，他说我若有所赦免的，是在基督面前为你们赦免的。
Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices.
免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我们，因为我们并非不晓得他的诡计。
So notice what he is saying.
所以我们要了解保罗在说什么。
Satan has devices to work against us.
就是撒旦他是想就是千方百计的要来攻击我们。
Those are strategies to try and attack or overpower us in some way.
他有各式各样的诡计，总是要来想方法来毁灭我们，攻击我们。
The desire is to take advantage of us.
那他的渴望就是要来胜过我们。
That leads literally to defraud someone and to take what belongs to them by deceiving them.
那所谓的胜过，意思就是说，借由一种欺骗、瞒骗的方式，然后从对方的手中夺走他原本拥有的东西。
So evil spirits observe you.
所以你要知道，邪灵一直在观察你。
And look for opportunities to manipulate you or circumstances so they can take from you what God has intended you to have.
然后总是在找机会，有没有能够让他可以趁隙，然后就来去兴起一些环境攻击你、欺骗你，然后夺走神给你的东西。
And he said, we're not ignorant of these strategies.
所以他这个地方，保罗就说，我们不要做无知的人。
So what are some of the common strategies that the devil uses against people?
那我们应该要来看一下，魔鬼他最常用的一些伎俩是什么呢？
He uses attacks the body with afflictions and sickness and infirmities.
第一个最普遍的就是直接攻击我们的肉体，我们的身体，让我们生病。
He attacks your soul.
然后就是攻击你的魂。
With emotional turmoil.
比方说情绪上、情感上的问题，或者一些控告、定罪。
Feelings of rejection.
或者觉得被人拒绝。
Turmoils in your emotions.
你的情感上面有很多的创痛。
Various temptations.
那或者是遇到各式各样的试探考验。
It affects the thought life and the emotional life.
那所以这个魔鬼他会影响你的思想，还有你的情感。
It affects our spirit, pushing us down, so we feel passive and heavy.
那第三个就是来控制、攻击我们的灵，让我们常常觉得很沉重。
It attacks finances.
第四个攻击你的财务。
So we can suffer unexpected losses or setbacks or failures.
那所以在我们财务上面，我们总是好像会发生一些没有预期到的困难。
It loves to attack relationships.
再来就是他喜欢攻击关系。
To create confusion.
在各种人际关系，他要制造一些混乱。
Exploit areas of distrust.
然后制造一些不信任。
Create offenses.
那或者让彼此之间有一些的不满。
Cause breaches in relationship.
所以在人际关系制造分裂。
And he also works to attack our circumstances.
然后他会兴起一些环境攻击我们。
To create irritations and setbacks and just difficulties.
比方说让你觉得沮丧、受挫、灰心等等的环境。
So this is the reality living in this world.
那我们知道，这就人生在世一些很现实的状况。
When we've decided we will walk with Jesus Christ，
尤其当我们决定要跟随耶稣基督。
When we are committed to obey the Father and to walk in His will and purpose，
当我们决定要委身了，完全的遵守我们父神给我们的旨意。
There are going to be very spiritual attacks against us。
那就要知道，一定会有各式各样属灵的攻击。
And the devil seeks to make an inroad to your life。
那魔鬼总是要找机会进入你的生命。
In order to be able to hold you captive。And a part of your life.
为的是要进去之后，能够在你的生命里头掌握一些的权柄。
It may already be that in your life, spirits have taken a part of you prisoner or captive.
很有可能现在这个魔鬼早就已经有机会在你里面掌权了。
Let me share with you something that will help you on this.
那我来分享另外一个部分，让你能够更明白。
In Matthew chapter 16.
在马太福音的第十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Jesus is talking about the church.
这个地方耶稣讲到的是教会。
And he says in verse 18,
18节
I say to you, Peter, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And I will give you keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavens.And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in the heavens.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So notice what he does is he talks about gates.
所以这个地方我们先看到，他讲到的是一个城门。
He says the gates of hell will not prevail against you.
那当然，我们在中文版的圣经并没有完全翻译出这个城门口这个字，这个或这个门口。
That you will prevail over the gates of hell.
那意思就是说，其实我们中文是讲，我们阴间的权柄胜过，不能胜过它，是我们可以胜过这个阴间的权柄。
So what are the gates of hell?
那什么叫做阴间的权柄或者阴间的城门呢
？A gate is an entrance way.
那所谓的这个城门，我们知道就是进一个入口。
In the Bible, it was very common for cities to have major gates.
那在过去的旧约、新约时代，是很容易就看到每一个城市都会有个城门口。
Jerusalem had 12 gates, and every one of them had a name.
那比方说耶路撒冷城，它本身就有十二个城门，然后每一个城门都有一个名字。
The gates were the points of entry into the city.
那所以这个城门口，它就是能够进入市中心的一个地方。
The gates were a place of authority.
那城门口也代表，在当时也代表是一种权柄。
Whoever controlled the gate controlled entrance to the city.
任何一个对城门口有权柄的人，他就是对城里头也有权柄的人。
So gates were very important to a city. It was important they would be protected.
所以在当时候这个城门口就是一直预表一个非常重要的位置。
And Jesus talks here about the gates of hell.
那这个耶稣在这个地方就讲到说，阴间的城门口。
These are gateways through which spirits gain access to people's lives.
那也就是讲到说，是一些这个能够让魔鬼得以进入人心的一个城门。
And we want to list for you what some of those gates are.
那我们会谈到有哪一些的状况会让我们开门。
And then show you how you can exert spiritual authority and shut down the gate.And command any spirit to leave.
那举完例子之后，也会帮助大家知道，你如果发现生命当中已经有一些的破口，那会帮助你知道怎么样的关上这个破口，让魔鬼不能再进来。
Jesus said the devil has nothing in me.
就像刚才耶稣讲到说，他在魔鬼在我里面毫无所有。
No entrance point to my life.
意思就是我的生命没有开任何的门让魔鬼进来。
No door where he has authority to operate.
魔鬼他找不到任何的缝隙可以进来我生命。
But it may well be there are doorways in your life.
可是你的生命有可能有一些的缝隙。
In which case you need to learn how to identify the doorways and shut them down.
所以首先你一定要先找出一些方法帮助你辨认出这样的一个破口，然后你才知道怎么样关上门。
To bind means to prohibit, declare illegal, forbid, or to put into chains.
所谓的捆绑意思就是说我要禁止，然后不准他能够在有任何的行为动作。
So God gives us keys that enables us to bind or prohibit, declare illegal and forbid demonic activity.
所以这边这个主耶稣就讲到说，神把钥匙给我们，意思就是把一个合法的权柄给我们，让我们能够禁止魔鬼，不准他做任何的事情。
He also gives us the ability to loose, to release.
那这个钥匙呢，也让我们能够做释放。
So you have authority to bind spirit activity and to release blessings of God.
所以神已经把这个权柄给你，这个权柄可以用来捆绑魔鬼，也可以用来释放祝福。
And God has promised you victory.
那神也已经应许你一定会得胜。
Remember what we saw in our key verse, James 4:7.
记得我们这几集我们都在谈到一个很关键的经文，就是雅各书四章七节。当我们顺服神
，and resist the devil，
抵挡魔鬼。
The devil will flee.
魔鬼就一定会逃跑。
We can shut down the gate.
表示我们可以关上这个门。
After we've commanded the spirit to go.
只要在我们命令他离开之后。
So that raises a question then.
但是现在你一定会有个疑问。
What are some of the common gateways that spirits use to enter your life?
通常我们会看到的有哪一些缝隙？我们会哪容易有哪一些破口
？What are some of the common gates?By which a spirit can enter you and then begin to create problem in your life.
一般我们在人们身上通常最容易看见有哪一些破口是让魔鬼可以进入他的生命呢
？And first, we'll identify the gateways.
那首先第一个。
Then we will share with you how you can shut the gates down, deliver yourself.
所以首先我们会来谈怎么样的认出破口，然后再教你怎么样的关上这些破口。
The first place to gain authority is over your own life.And then to extend the spiritual influence into the environment or the territory God's given you.
所以首先我们一定要先学会怎么样的运用这个属灵权柄在自己的生命上面。那我们之后才知道怎么样用健康的方式来把这个权柄延伸出去。
But if you have open gateways in your own life,
可是如果你自己的生命有破口
，you'll be subject to demonic pressure on you all the time.
那你就一直都是活在这个魔鬼的影响底下。
Look what it tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
我们来看提摩太后书的第二章。
We read in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 24.
24节。
And it's talking about ministering deliverance to someone else.
这个地方讲到的是怎么样的用释放来服侍别人。
But the principles apply to setting ourselves free as well.
但是这个原则也可以用在自己。
It says the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all men, able to teach and patient, in humility correcting those who oppose themselves, and perhaps God will give them repentance to acknowledge the truth.
从二十四节开始，然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
That they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
So he's talking about a person who is taken in a snare.
所以这个地方就讲到说，有一个人他好像陷入魔鬼的网罗。
A snare is a trap that you can't see.
这个网罗就是陷阱，是你看不见的陷阱。
There's usually a bait of some kind.
那我们知道，通常在这陷阱里一定会放个饵。
There's something we're attracted to.
那是一个会吸引我们东西。
And when we respond to that thing we're attracted to,
所以一旦我们对那个吸引我们的东西有一些回应
，the trap closes.
那你就会发现这个陷阱马上就合起来。
So this refers to a bird trap.
那这个呢？通常我们可以看到是一个捕鸟的网罗
，where the bird, the person trapping the bird,
就是一个想要捕鸟的人
，would create a noose or a loop.
他会放了一个好像是一个绳子一样
，put some bait down.
然后在里面呢，在这个底下又放了一些饵
，and when the animal put his neck through the noose, it would be caught.
那所以不管是鸟或者是动物，它只要一踏到这个绳子的范围之内，就马上被抓住。
So it says in the same way,
所以他说同样的
，Satan sets snares for people.
魔鬼对人也设下这种网罗。
And when they fall into the trap by obeying what he suggests,
那所以人只要呢去接受了魔鬼的这样的一个吸引，就踏入。
He takes them captive.
那这个网罗就会掳去他们。
And then he manipulates them to do his will rather than the will of the Father.
那这个魔鬼呢就会开始操控人。让他们没有办法去按照父神的心意做事。
They become angry or bitter, or they become addicted.
那这些人可能他们就是有仇恨、有愤怒等等。
And so God wants us to be free of these traps of the devil.
但是神希望我们能够脱离魔鬼的网罗。
And He authorizes us to have authority over those spirits.
那神就授权给我们，让我们能够来运用这种属灵权柄。
Submit to God, resist the devil.
所以不要忘了要顺服神，然后要抵挡魔鬼。
And notice in this passage here.
所以我们在这一段看到的是
tells us that the key of getting free of the trap.
它就是告诉我们一个脱离网罗的关键
is to come to a place of repentance and acknowledging the truth.
那就是在二十五节所讲到的，首先我们要能够有悔改的心，然后明白真道。
And then of course make a stand to resist.
那当然接下来第三个就是你要抵挡。
So foundational to us being able to walk in authority and freedom.
所以要走在权柄和自由里头。
Is that we're submitted to God, repentant heart.
就是一定要带着悔改的心顺服神。
And that we hold on to the truth about our life and about God.
然后不要忘记神所教给我们的真理真道。
So let me show you then some of the doorways through which spirits can enter a person's life.
那接下来我们就来谈实际，在实际的状况底下，我们人怎么会有破口让魔鬼进来？
Spirits come into our life at a certain point.
通常他一定是有一个时机点，一个状况他才会进来。
Because an opportunity was given to them.
那是因为他看到有机可乘。
And the way that they come in are three broad categories.
那通常我们可以把这个分为三大类。
Number one, legal rights.
第一个就是一个合法的权利。
We break the law of God.
比方说我们违背神的诫命。
The evil spirit has a right to access our life.
那魔鬼就一定可以进来我们生命。
So people are tempted to sin.
所以比方说有的人受试探犯罪
Temptation itself is not a sin
试探本身不是罪
But when you act and violate the law of God
可是当你有所行动然后违背神的诫命
Then the Spirit is able to enter in and begin to increase its work in your life
那这个时候魔鬼就会进来到你的生命然后加增他在你里面的工作
So legal rights form the main doorways of demons in
所以给这个魔鬼有合法的权利，就会让他可以进来你的生命。
Secondly, traumatic experiences.
那第二个就是一种创痛、创伤。
Experiences where we're hurt or become frightened.
那这种创痛一定是造成我们一些的伤害，会让我们恐惧。
They can so impact the soul.
那它会对魂产生很大的影响。
That spirits can use it to enter our life and afflict us.
以至于邪灵可以用那样的一个机会就进入我们的生命。
Thirdly, reactions to trauma.
那第三个就是对于创痛所产生的一种反应。
When we're hurt, we react.
我们一旦受伤，一定会有所回应。
We try to protect ourselves.
这种反射动作是为了保护自己。
And that forms legal grounds for spirits to come in.
那这种不加思索的反射动作会给魔鬼有机会进入我们生命。
When we come back in a moment, we'll talk more about that.
那这个我们待会休息回来再继续谈。
And fourthly, another major doorway.
那在第四个。
Is the area of ungodly attachments.
就是一种不合乎神心意的一种附和。
These are sometimes called soul ties.
那我们可以简称为一种魂结。
We become deeply attached to something.
就比方说我们会就很想连结于某个东西上面。
That's ungodly or not good for us.
这个可能是一个人或者是事物，但是是不合乎神心意的。
And spirits can use this to enter our life.
这时候。这个邪灵就可以用这个机会进入我们生命。
We're going to have a break. Come back in a few minutes and hear more of how to set yourself free.
那我们休息之后再回来谈到怎么样的让自己的生命得释放。
Welcome to Good TV and welcome back to our series on spiritual authority.
欢迎大家继续收看我们这个系列讲到属灵权柄。
In this session, we're speaking on self-deliverance.
那今天这一集我们特别谈的就是对自己做释放。
How to set yourself free.
怎么样让自己得到自由。
It isn't always possible to have someone available to pray for us.
因为我们不是随时都能够找到人来帮助我们。
And there may be bondages have come into our life.
那有的时候我们生命遇到一些的捆绑。
It may be that evil spirits have gained an access point.
那我们要知道可能是魔鬼找到一些机会进入。
And we don't have anyone to pray for us.
可是在当下我们没有办法马上找到人帮助我们。
But this is what God promises to us.
但是神应许我们的事。
James chapter 4 verse 7.
就是雅各书四章七节。
We submit to him.
当我们顺服神
，align our life under Him，
就是对把我们的生命对准神的心意
，then resist the devil，
然后抵挡魔鬼
，he will flee，
魔鬼一定会逃跑。
And I want to show you how to apply this to your personal life。
所以我们现在就要来谈怎么样运用这个
，so you can overcome any spirits that have gained access to your life，
帮助你自己的生命随时能够遇到一些状况，你能够把魔鬼赶出去。
Either through things that have happened in the past，
那不仅是捆绑过去所发生的事情
，or perhaps things that may happen in the future.
那也有可能是未来所你所会遇到的一些事情。
We saw that evil spirits gain access to people.
前面我们有谈到魔鬼找到一些机会进入人的生命
，through legal rights.
透过一些合法权利
，through traumatic experiences.
透过一些创痛。
through reactions to those trauma experiences,
透过我们对创痛采取的反应,
and through various ungodly attachments or what we call soul ties that we may make.
那透过一些不合神心意的所产生的魂结连结。
So if a spirit has gained access to your life,
所以首先我们知道邪灵对我们的生命，它能够找到机会进来。
You will be aware either of paranormal experiences, there are spirits torment you.
那有的时候是你很清楚的知道就是有一些的邪灵，有一些的搅扰出现。
Or there'll be an area of your life that you're under pressure all the time.
那另外一种状况是，你会发现自己好像总是在一种压力辖制底下。
All the time,
或者是你感受到一种抵挡的力量。
Or you can't seem to overcome.
或者是你发现好像很多的困难，你总是无法胜过。
So while an evil spirit will be energizing that,
那你就要知道，这个都是魔鬼在背后的这个操作。
There'll be some root that it's attached to.
但通常一定是它有一个根。
And it's our responsibility to discover the root and pull it out and then rebuke the spirit.
那我们的责任就是在于要找出这些根，然后来对它就采取一个动作，让它能够出去。
So, in our series on deliverance, we expounded on this a lot more detail.
那我们在之前别的系列有讲到这个释放赶鬼，它有讲得更清楚。
Let me just list some of the doorways for you.
但是我现在就来讲一下一些我们容易产生的破口。
You might write them down and identify them as you watch this program.
那我鼓励你在听我们讲的时候，你可以开始写下来做笔记，帮助你事后能够去分辨。
Evil spirits can enter when we break the law of God.
那第一个就是当我们违背神的诫命。
Number one, maybe it's a generational curse.Something that was in our family line.
那这种状况有可能是先发生在我们的祖先里、家族里头。
Our family sin with idolatry or spiritism or some kind of sin, and that opened the door. It's in the family.
那家族里头，比方说有人是拜偶像的，或者是行邪术、巫术的这些。
That's called a generational curse.
那就因为这样子会产生咒诅，这叫做祖先的咒诅。
Galatians 3:13.Christ has redeemed us from that curse.
加拉太书的三章十六节就清楚讲到，耶稣基督可以为我们断开这些的咒诅。
Secondly, there may have been involvement in idolatry.
那另外一种状况是拜偶像。
Directly inviting spirits in by the worship of an idol.
那因为拜偶像就会直接等于就是直接邀请邪灵进来我们生命。
You may have been dedicated to an idol.
那有可能以前你在小的时候，父母亲就把你带到庙里面献给偶像。
Words were spoken by your parent or by yourself that dedicated your life to serve the demon in the idol or the temple.
所以不管是父母把你献给偶像，或者你出于自己的意愿，你自己到庙里献出去，那这样的一个行为也会让邪灵进来。
You may have been involved in occult activities.
那另外一种就是跟行邪术的有关。
Fortune telling opens the door for evil spirits.
比方说算命就是一种行邪术。
Sorcery or magic or any kind of engagement in Eastern religions opens the door to evil spirits.
或者是一些行巫术的，或者是一些东方的这种秘术，东方宗教。他们有也是和这个邪灵有关。
Yoga and martial arts are included in this because they also open the door to evil spirits.
那或者是我们所谓的这种好像功夫、中国功夫等等这一些的东西，其实它的源头是出于一种和行邪术有关。
Sexual sin will open the door for evil spirits to enter.
那另外一种是性方面的犯罪也会为邪灵打开门。
Because when you're involved sexually with someone without a marriage covenant,
只要你的性行为是在婚姻关系之外的，
there's an ungodly joining takes place.
那个就是一个不合乎神心意的一种连结。
Spirits can use that to enter your life.
那这时候邪灵就可以进入你的生命。
Patterns or habits of sin can open the door.For spirits eventually to enter your life.
那还有就是我们一种习惯性的一种罪行。
By that, I mean a persistent or repeated pattern of responding.
那我这个所谓的习惯性的罪行，就是你好像会不断重复的去做一些不当做的事情。
When things become a habit in our life, they open a door for evil spirits to enter.
所以有一些这种不当的行为已经成为一个习惯，就会成为破口。
Hatred, for example.
比方说仇恨。
People hate members of the family or hate people who've treated them badly.
我们会很容易看到有一些人会恨他自己的某些家人。
Unforgiveness is an open door for evil spirits.
不饶恕也会是一种这种破口。
Bitterness is an open door for evil spirits.
那苦毒也会是一种魔鬼进来的破口。
Repeated anger, exploding in anger or burning in anger, this opens the door for spirits.
或者是常常容易发怒 动不动就是这个发脾气，这种也是。
Rebelling against authorities because we've been hurt by them also opens the door for spirits.
或者是我们因着这个上面的权柄伤害了我们，所以我们悖逆，这个也会成为破口。
Addictions open the door for evil spirits.
那一种上瘾的行为也是一个破口。
So all of these create legal rights for a demon to enter.
所以所有我刚刚举的这些例子都会让魔鬼有合法的权利进来。
And that legal right needs to be removed.
那这样的一个合法权利就必须把它废除掉。
Traumatic experiences can open the door for spirits of fear or trauma or infirmity to enter.
那另外一种就是我们刚刚谈到的创痛、创伤也很容易成为一种破口。
If you discover in your life that at a certain point you had something happen and you've never been the same since, the chances are an evil spirit entered at that point.
如果你自己回想你过去，你发现到说你确实曾经遭遇过一些巨创，然后你发现从那些巨创之后，你的人生不再一样，那通常那就是一个破口。
There are so many different kinds of ways we can have a traumatic or a frightening experience.
那因人而不同，这种创痛的经历也不一样。
They can take place in the womb.
那有的时候是还没有出生在母腹当中就有出生的时候也会有
People are child,
或者小的时候
can be divorced,
有可能是离婚
family breaks up, adoption,
或者是整个家庭因着这种认养
can
然后产生
be rejection,
或者是排斥拒绝
physical or sexual or verbal abuse,
那或者是在言语身体或者是性上面的侵犯行为
broken relationships can be traumatic,
或者是破裂的关系也可能会是一种创痛
surgery can be traumatic,
那有的时候动手术也可能是一个创痛
accidents are traumatic,
那还有这个意外事故也会
we can go through a natural disaster and be traumatized by it,
有的时候天灾也会造成一种创伤
experience a crime or a robbery and it affects us very deeply,
那或者是一些这个坏人的犯罪行为也可能造成创痛
so when peopleGo through a traumatic experience.
总之，当一个人遇到这种创痛
their emotions are deeply impacted.
他们的情绪深深受影响
and doorways are created for spirits to enter and keep us in a state of fear or pain.
产生一种破口，让魔鬼他可以借此就进来，然后在我们里面产生各种不同的一种影响
Jesus gives you authority over these things.
但是耶稣已经给你权柄胜过这些事情
We mentioned reactions to trauma.
那我们刚才有谈到第三类，就是对创痛产生的反应。
When people experience a traumatic experience,
当一个人遇到一些创痛、创伤
，they try and protect themselves from being hurt again.
第一个反应一定是想要保护自己不再受伤。
So they build a wall in the heart.
所以他们就会想要筑起一个保护的墙垒。
A wall of judgments against all men or against all women, against people in authority.
那这种墙呢，有的时候会是一种拒绝人或者是批评人，拒绝男的，拒绝女的。
Sometimes people make inward vows.
那有一种墙是这个内在誓言。
It's a promise I'll never be hurt that way again.
这种内在誓言会说，我绝对不让自己再受伤。
I'll never be like my father. I'll never be like my mother.
或者是说我绝对长大后绝对不要像我爸爸，绝对不要像我妈妈。
Those inner vows which harden the heart also create doorways for spirits.That empower them.
这种内在誓言让我们的心刚硬起来，最后成为了一个破口，让魔鬼进来。
Sometimes when people are deeply hurt, they make a death wish.
那有的人受伤非常深，所以他们就开始就有一个死亡的誓言。
They just wish they were dead, that the pain would stop.
那他们就希望自己像宁可死了更好，因为这样他就不会感受到痛苦。
And in doing so, they open the doorway for spirits to enter their life.
那这种想法意念就产生破口，让魔鬼可以进来。
So these are some of the doorways that spirits can use to enter you.
所以刚才我们讲到的这一些类别都是一种破口，让魔鬼会进来。
Sometimes people form attachments.
那有一些人是想要依附于某个东西。
These attachments are ungodly and they're actually demonic spirit ties.
那这种依附通常是一个不合乎神心意，然后会产生一种灵上面的连结。
They're often created by spirits when there are strong emotions present.
那通常是他们这个在这个情绪上面、情感上面很感受到一种很强烈的同在，就会产生。
It can be soul tied to a traumatic experience.
或者是对我们的创痛产生一种魂结
，bound and somehow there's a bonding to that experience. We can't move on in our life.
总之就是对于虽然是一种创痛，但是好像就在情绪上面深深的影响我们，以至于我们无法就这样子去忽略那一个创痛。
We can be soul tied to a person who died, like a child or a parent or grandparent we love.
那也有可能是对我们这一个所爱的人，不管是小孩或者是我们的父母，
And、
对我们所爱的人，因为失去他们，所以就会有这样的一个连结。
Even though the person has died,
虽然那个人死了。
we're tied to the spirit of grief.
可是因为我们就跟那个悲伤丧失他们的那种悲痛产生的
魂结。Many women are so tied with a soul tie to the grief of a lost child, they can't bond with the next child that comes.
很多这个做女性这些女性，她们对于在就是说很早就失去自己的孩子，那因为女母这个母爱。她非常爱她的孩子，所以就会产生一种魂结。
People become soul tied to their sexual partners.
那有些人是对他的这个性伴侣会产生魂结。
Some become soul tied to a pet.
那有一些是对宠物也会产生魂结。
Soul tied to pornography.
或者是对色情影片产生魂结。
Soul tied into drugs.
对药物药品产生魂结。
We can be bound in our soul in an ungodly attachment that continues to affect our life.
所以这些魂结是在我们的魂里头，对这些一些人事物产生的一种连结，无法得到自由。
Demons recognize these attachments and they exploit them to come and torment our life.
那魔鬼是可以看出这些魂结连结，然后他就会趁机而入。
So Jesus came to set us free of all of these things.
但是耶稣来到这地上就是要释放我们，让我们得自由。
I know I've given you quite a list.
我知道我刚刚举了很多的例子。
But I've tried to open up for you just the scope of the ways evil spirits try to gain authority in our life.
但是我是希望帮助你们，让你们能够有一个非常广的一个认识，让你能够去辨在未来去辨认出魔鬼可以找到什么样的破口进来。
And Jesus came that we could be free of all of these things.
但是你要知道，耶稣来到地上是要让我们能够胜过这一切。
He has given us authority to resist spirits, and they will go.
他也已经给我们权柄，让我们能够制服这些邪灵。
Look what it says in Luke chapter 10.
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
And verse 19.
第十九节
This is to his disciples, his followers, and you are one of them.
这个地方是耶稣对他的门徒说话，那我相信你也是他的门徒。
Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any means hurt you.
路加福音十章十九节，我已经给你们权柄，可以借他蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。
So God gives us that authority.
所以神已经把这个权柄给我们。
And that authority comes as we submit to Him.
这个权柄来自于我们先顺服神。
When you submit your life to Him,
当你把自己的生命交给神
，then you have the authority then to overcome the evil spirits.
那个时候，你就可以得到属灵权柄来制服魔鬼。
So to submit to Him,
所以顺服神
means I must break my agreement with spirits.
也代表我必须先断开我和邪灵之间的一个这样的一个盟约。
I must resolve and deal with any way that I've opened the door for spirits to enter my life.
那更具体的讲，就是我必须先处理解决掉我起初没有处理掉的一些的问题。
So to gain authority back over your own life.
所以要能够夺回我们生命当中的属灵权柄。
There are certain steps you can take.
你有几个步骤可以做。
To get free of spirits that trouble you.
让你能够从这个困扰你、搅扰你的邪灵底下得释放。
There are some steps you can take.
你有几个实际的步骤。
You may not have someone available to pray for you personally.
因为有的时候你找不到人为你祷告。
But you can arise, and God has given you dominion over evil spirits.
可是当你明白，原来神已经也授权给你，你自己可以为你可以为自己做释放。
They will flee from you when you resist them.
那当你顺服神来抵挡魔鬼的时候，他就会逃跑。
He's given you to shut down the gates of hell into your own life.
神已经授权给你，让你为自己能够关上这个破口的门。
But most people never take hold of this.
可是很多信徒都不明白这一点。
Most never reach out to believe.That God has given them the authority to be able to reclaim their own life.
很多信徒他们信主很久，还是不明白神早就给他们权柄，他们可以为自己来做这样的释放。
It's easier to act a victim and blame everyone else.
因为扮演一个受害者，然后怪罪别人总是比较容易。
Than to take personal responsibility.
而比较不想要为自己扛起责任。
But the first step to any freedom.
可是要得到自由的第一步。
Is to take responsibility for your personal life.
一定都是要先为自己的生命负责。
So if you have a problem in your life,
所以如果你的生命遇到一些状况
，stop blaming someone else.
首先先不要怪别人。
Identify it and give it a name.
那你要找出你的问题。
And ask the Holy Spirit to show to you.
所以你当然求圣灵向你显明。
What are the gateways I've opened up in my life?
就是为是什么样的破口造成这样的一个问题
？Are there legal grounds?
有没有一些合法权利
？Patterns of sin in my life.
或者是我生命有没有一些罪的模式？
Are there any traumatic experiences that open the door to spirits?
或者是我生命有没有一些的这种创痛的经历？
How have I reacted to those things?
那我对那些创痛的反应是什么？
Are there attachments I've formed in my life which are ungodly and opening the door to spirits?
或者是我在我生活当中，我有没有是想要去依附于、连接于某些东西？
So all of those things must be dismantled.
那所有这些都必须认出来，然后把它们除掉。
Dismantle them by words.
那怎么？废除呢，就是透过话语。
For example, if there's some kind of sin issue,
比方说如果是有罪行。
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章九节应许我们的是，只要我们是认罪，我们来到神面前悔改认罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们。
Agreement with the Spirit.
所以当我们与邪灵同意，
we need to break that agreement by speaking words to cancel it.
那我们一旦辨认出来，就必须废除那个合约、那个盟约、连结。
If we have attachment to something,
如果我们喜欢依附于一个东西，
and it's ungodly,
是一个不合乎神的，
we need to speak words to cancel and break the soul tie attaching us.
那我们就要去释放话语，然后断。
Whether it's a person or an object or some experience or event.
不管这样的一个连结是和人或者是事物，我们都必须要采取行动。
And we need to speak to the spirits.
然后也要对邪灵说话。
And command them to depart from our life.
命令他们离开我们生命。
So it's not such a difficult process at all.
所以现在讲完你就发现一点都不难。
Dismantle the doorways.
所以你要去关掉这个破口。
And shut the doorways down.
那你关掉这个破口的门。
By taking responsibility for your actions.
首先是为自己的行为负责。
Repenting and confessing of any sin.
为你自己的这个罪来认罪悔改。
Releasing forgiveness to people who've hurt you.
然后要愿意这个赦免、饶恕、伤害你、伤害你的人。
Renouncing and cancelling any attachments or bondages that you have participated in.
然后最后就是透过话语来废除你所有这个产生一些魂结的这些东西。
And command the spirits to go.
最后就是命令邪灵出去。
So how would you go about doing this?
那接下来我们来讲你实际上要怎么做。
What would be the steps to do that?
那你这个到底这个步骤怎么进行？
Well, first of all, put some worship on.
首先你可以先在家开始敬拜。
Begin to praise and worship the Lord.
你当你开始这个敬拜赞美神。
And come into his presence in this way.
你就进入到神的同在里。
He inhabits the praises of his people.
因为神的话语说，神是以他的这个百姓的赞美为宝座。
So if you want to get free of something,
所以当你想要得到自由，
first ascend into the presence of God.
你首先先要提升自己到神的同在里。
Energize your spirit.
让你的灵活跃起来。
By strong praise.
借由极强烈的赞美。
God gives us the gift of tongues, speaking in tongues.
神也给我们方言祷告的恩赐。
To enable us to energize our spirit.
就是要为我们的灵注入活力。
So begin to pray strongly in tongues.
所以你要开始大大的来方言祷告。
Allow your spirit to rise up.
让你整个灵能够活跃起来。
When you pray in tongues.
所以当你开始方言祷告。
The anointing of the Holy Ghost is rising through you.
那整个圣灵的恩膏就会从你里面发出。
So as you pray in tongues.
所以当你开始发言祷告，
praising the Lord，
大声的赞美神。
Allow your spirit to become highly energized，
让你整个灵人能够鲜活起来，活跃起来。
You are more than just a body。
那这个时候你发现不是只有身体，
you are a spirit being，
你也知道你是一个灵人。
Living inside a body，
这个灵住在一个身体里。
With a soul and with a mind and emotions，
然后是有魂有意这个情感意志的。
But your spirit is joined to the Lord，
但是你就能够发现你的灵是与神连接。
So when you arise in your spirit，
所以你从你的灵人兴起，
praise and worship，
那开始敬拜赞美神。
Strong praying in tongues，
那能够大声的来方言祷告。
You have authority from within your spirit.
那就从你的灵里头发出这样的权柄。
To command anything that's come to your body or to your soul.
那这个时候你就可以来命令任何来攻击你的灵魂或体的任何邪灵。
So pray strongly in tongues.
所以要大声的用这个你的方言来赞美敬拜。
Worship the Lord.
敬拜神。
Till you feel free inside.
一直到你开始感受到你的灵里面先得自由。
Listen to the Holy Spirit's direction.
然后这个时候来专心聆听圣灵的引导。
All ministry flows out of revelation.
那所有这一切你都会看到，它就会有启示。
Hearing and becoming aware in our life of what God is saying.
在这样的敬拜，你就会开始听见神的声音。
Identify the doorways you need to shut.
接下来你就安静下来，然后去认出有哪一些破口。
What doorway is open in your life？
你的生命有哪一些破口
？That you need to close down。
是你必须关上门的。
That's the door through which the spirits have entered。
那个邪灵就是透过那些破口进
去。So identify that door。
所以你要认出那些门。
And bring it to the cross of Christ。
然后把那一些破口带到这个十字架上。
Is there a sin？
如果是罪
，Father, I confess the sin. I repent of it. I break the power of every spirit attached to that sin.
那你就为你的罪，你说天父，我向你认罪悔改，我把这个罪交给你。现在我也要命令这个权柄要完全的离开我。
Has there been a generational curse?
如果你发现是一个世代的咒诅
，Any judgments or vows or death wishes or promises you've made?
或者是你曾经做出的一些批评论断。或者是内在的自我誓言、死亡誓言。那马上就透过话语，你说我要废除这些。你说天父，我奉耶稣的名，我现在要废除
every generational curse，
所有的家族咒诅。
Each agreement I made，
每一个我曾经同意的东西。
Be specific，
而且你要明确说出。
Speak and cancel it，
然后你就说出那些东西废除掉。
Shut it down by words of authority，
透过你说话，然后能够来关掉那些。
Remember what we said was spiritual authority，
那记得我们讲到什么是属灵权柄。
You needed to speak。
所以你必须要说出话。
There's a time to speak to God。
当你有一些时候是你对神说话。
Time to speak to the bondage。
有的时候是对那个辖制说话。
Time to speak to evil spirits。
有的时候是要对邪灵说话。
To arise in your spirit。
所以你的灵人要兴起。
Listening and being directed by the Holy Spirit。
然后要专注聆听圣灵的引导。
Repent of any sin and confess it。
所以任何时候看到有罪，你就认罪悔改。那这个时候你就要领受神给你的饶恕。
Release forgiveness to any person that's hurt you。
接下来你就要饶恕任何伤害你的人。
Mention them by name。
然后要一个一个说出他们的名字。
Renounce and cancel。
然后你就废除所有这一切。
Any dedications or vows or promises, things that have attached you to evil spirits。
那废除任何你曾经做过的这些的誓言或者是魂结。
Any soul ties, any attachments that you've formed。
任何你这个产生的依附的不良的关系。
Speak words to cancel them。
那你要透过说话来做废除的动作。
In Jesus' name。
奉耶稣的名
说 I cancel all soul ties that are ungodly attaching me to that image, to that person.
你就说我奉耶稣的名，我要废除一切不属神、不敬虔的这种错误的连结。
See yourself cutting it as you speak.
然后当你在说的时候，你就要能够去想象，仿佛自己看见到你亲自把它砍断。
In Jesus' name.
你就奉耶稣的名说
I break all demonic claims and rights and assignments against me.
你说我要奉耶稣的名，我要断开所有一切兴起来攻击我的邪灵权势。
Now I speak to those spirits.
那我要开始就要对这些邪灵说话。
I command you to go from my life.
你就说我要命令你离开我的生命。
Wow, that's very, very powerful.
那你这样听完，你就会发现是充满的能力，是不是？充满的大能。
So speak to the spirit.
所以你要对邪灵说话。
I command you now.
你说我要命令你。
Go from my life.
现在就要出去。
Assert your authority over it.
我要向你释放我的权柄。
And then breathe out heavily or cough.
那这个时候你可以开始就是大声
叫，
用力的吐气，或者是你的咳嗽，然后你就说邪灵
，expected to leave，
然后你说我要命令你出去，你要期待他出去。所以当你在说的时候
，or cough just like you're expelling it，
你就吐气或者咳嗽这样子把它咳出来。
Often that faith action of just coughing，
通常这是一个凭信心的一个动作。
The Holy Spirit anoints that and immediately it triggers the deliverance。
但这样的一个凭信心的动作，圣灵会膏抹，然后他就来释放你。
What an amazing thing to do! Set yourself free.
所以想想看，可以为自己做释放的服饰，是不是很棒
？So anytime something comes around your life,
所以任何一个时候，你只要感受到一些搅扰
，you can worship, arise, and ascend in prayer.
你就开始先来敬拜祷告
，worshiping the Lord.
然后敬拜主
，looking for insight to the door of entry.
然后就开始去寻找有任何的破口
，cancel and shut down the door of entry.
当圣灵光照你，光照你，你就关上那个破口
，break the assignments of the spirits with it.
那断开魔鬼对你的诡计
，and command them to go.
接下来就命令他们出去。
Then spend more time in worship.
那做完之后，你可以花更多的时间来敬拜。
Take time to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后花时间让圣灵大大充满你。
And thank God for the freedom He's given you.
然后来感谢神所赏赐给你的自由。
I want to pray for you right now.
现在我要为你们祷告。
Perhaps you are tormented by an evil spirit.
很有可能现在你就受邪灵搅扰。
Let me pray with you right now.
所以现在要为你祷告。
If you have got some kind of torment going on in your life right now.
如果你已经知道你在受一些折磨。
Rest in your mind and your spirit, your body.
不管是你的灵魂或体
，Reach out to Jesus Christ right now。
那鼓励你现在就要来邀请耶稣。
Lift your hands and surrender to Him。
比方说你可以向他伸出你的手，代表你的降服。
Is there anyone, any sin you need to repent of?
然后如果你现在可以立即想到一些的罪，
Tell Jesus, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
你就向耶稣来认罪悔改。
Receive his forgiveness.
然后你就要马上接受他的饶恕。
Is there anyone you need to forgive?
或者有哪一些人是你要饶恕的，
Forgive them.
那你就先饶恕他们。
Is there anything you need to renounce?
有哪一些是你要废除的？
Renounce it.
那你现在就先废除。
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
那现在我要说，天父，我要奉耶稣基督的名，
I speak right now to every demonic spirit,
我要对每一个邪灵来说，
afflicting and tormenting people watching this program,
所有现在正在搅扰折磨收看这个节目的邪灵，
idolatry,
行巫术的拜偶像的恐惧，
tormenting spirits,
还有折磨的灵，
infirmity,
任何的残弱，
I break your power now,
我现在要断开你们的权势，
I break soul ties,
断开魂结，
that are ungodly, attaching people to demons,
一切不敬虔的这一切的魂结，
I break curses,
我现在断开咒诅，
I break agreements with evil spirits,
断开与邪灵的任何的同意，
and I command those tormenting spirits,
断开这些折磨的灵，
go in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣名命令你们出去，
release them right now,
是要释放这些人，
I break every assignment,
断开所有的诡计，
every power,
所有的能力，
every legal right,
还有所有的合法权利，
that evil spirits have to afflict you,
让这些邪灵来搅扰你，
I command those spirits,
攻击你的，我现在命令这些邪灵，
go in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣名要出去。
Now I release peace on you.
那我现在向你释放神的平安。
I release the love of God.
释放神的爱。
I release peace into your house.
释放这个平安进到你的家。
God bless you.
愿神赐福你。
Take this teaching and apply it to your life.
希望你好好的来学这个教导，然后运用在你自己生命里。
Take dominion over your life and what's around you.
好好的掌管你的生命。
And you'll be amazed at how your life will change.
你会很惊讶的发现生命的改变。
Thank you for joining us in Good TV.
谢谢你今天的收看。